Anna and Ken, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having us.
You're here to talk about The Wonderful World of Woodcuts, an exhibition at the Lloyd Library and Museum. As exhibits curator at the Lloyd, Anna, you've put together this exhibition that presents an unusual mixture of historic and contemporary work. The historic work, of course, is from the library's own collection of rare, antique, and historic texts that date from the 16th century. But you've also reached out to include contemporary woodcuts, and thereby you, Ken. What was your thinking, Anna, in deciding to include today's work, and why did you turn to Ken?
Woodcuts is the oldest version of printing illustration in books, but it's still a practiced art form. Most of it that you'll see kind of looks more traditional. The topics might be newer. They might make a lot more use of dark color as opposed to light. And so we kind of liked that continuity as well as stark contrast to be able to kind of put those together and give people a really interesting perspective on These are woodcuts, and they're the same. You can see the method, but it's definitely a different feel and, you know, emotional connection.
Ken, tell us, what exactly is a woodcut?
Well, by definition, I guess woodcut, in my mind, is an actual piece of wood that you make a reverse image on, and then you would apply ink on top of the surface of it, put a piece of paper on, either run it through a press and pull the paper off, or in the old days, and even the ways that I do it now, you would still put the piece of paper on it and rub it with the back of a spoon or a roller, any type of pressure that you would try to pull the ink off of that woodcut. And that, by definition, is
the way you get your print.
Yeah.
Do you make art other than woodcuts?
Yeah, there are some pieces down there that I have included, which are my metal wire pieces, and also some of the LED lighted pieces. I have some watercolor and some other things, but I didn't include them in this exhibit. Mm-hmm. So I do have a wide range of art that I like to employ, but I thought that the pieces that I have, even the wire pieces that I have here, are still in the same vein. I think you can see my signature throughout the entire works, even though some of them are not necessarily botanical in nature.
No, but there's a lot of natural form. And for me, the stuff that's metal and copper, well, that's what woodcuts get replaced with. And so it was a kind of a fun way to play off of that evolution of illustration. So that's one reason why those are in there.
I also feel that because of my framework that I use, which is, I think, sort of my signature effort towards making the art, it's all one piece. And that in itself is very organic also. I think that lends to the idea of the woodcuts, obviously, but also a little bit more towards the goal of the Lloyd.
Ken, as a maker of woodcuts, what's your feeling about their place in today's art world?
Well, I think that they're a little bit overlooked. Definitely the rock stars of art today is sort of events or happenings. And then you got painting, and then sculpture. And I believe that woodcuts have a place in the art world today because it is sort of a lost form. I also believe that what I do is a little bit more contemporary because I don't necessarily make series of these woodcuts. I make the woodcut and then I continue to sort of print off of that without making the same one over and over again. So in that way, I believe that it's a little bit more of a forward thinking, a new way on the old medium.
One of the things I wanted to ask you was if you use a historic technique or if there are modern twists, and you are talking about part of the modern twist. What about the technique itself?
Well, the technique is also, I believe, what I have to offer, which is completely unusual because I use a lot of grinders and saws, circular saws, almost anything that will make a somewhat destructive mark. And I find the beauty in that. So the scale is also very, very large compared to a lot of woodcuts from the 15th and 16th
right, he's
centuries.
He's not using little tiny hand, you know, burins and little knives. And this is, you know, this is it's the woodcut writ large, and it's really amazing.
I use grinders with chainsaw blades and also, like I said, like a double circular saw. So the blade will turn one way and a blade right next to it turns an opposite way. So there are very, very diverse amount of marks that I can make that makes the whole piece come together.
Well, it's always interesting to find out what's going on at the Lloyd Library. Thanks so much, Anna and Ken,
absolutely,
for coming in to talk
yeah,
with
thank
us.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Anna Herron, Exhibits Curator and Education Outreach Coordinator for the Lloyd Library and Museum, and to Ken Marshall, whose contemporary woodcuts are part of the library's current exhibition. For more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.